Hi, everybody. As 2014 comes to an end, we can enter the new year with new confidence that America is making significant strides where it counts. The steps we took nearly 6 years ago to rescue our economy and rebuild it on a new foundation helped make 2014 the strongest year for job growth since the 1990s. Over the past 57 months, our businesses have created nearly 11 million new jobs. And in a hopeful sign for middle-class families, wages are on the rise again. Our investments in American manufacturing have helped fuel its best stretch of job growth since the 90s. America is now the number one producer of oil and gas, saving drivers about 70 cents a gallon at the pump over last Christmas. The auto industry we rescued is on track for its strongest year since 2005. Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, about 10 million Americans have gained health insurance in the past year alone. And since I took office, we've cut our deficits by about two-thirds. Meanwhile, around the world, America's leading. We're leading the coalition to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. We're leading the global fight to combat the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. We're leading global efforts to address climate change, including last month's joint announcement with China. We're turning a new page in our relationship with the Cuban people. And in less than 2 weeks, after more than 13 years, our combat mission in Afghanistan will be over, and our war there will come to a responsible end. Today, more of our troops are home for the holidays than at any time in over a decade. Still, many of our men and women in uniform will spend this Christmas in harm's way. And as Commander-in-Chief, I want our troops to know your country is united in our support and gratitude for you and your families. The 6 years since the financial crisis have demanded hard work and sacrifice on everyone's part. But as a country, we have every right to be proud of what we've got to show for it. More jobs, more insured, a growing economy, shrinking deficits, bustling industry, booming energy. Pick any metric you want. America's resurgence is real. And we now have the chance to reverse the decades-long erosion of middle-class jobs and incomes. We just have to invest in the things we know will secure even faster growth in higher-paying jobs for more Americans. We have to make sure our economy, our justice system, and our government work not only for a few, but for all of us. And I look forward to working together with the new Congress next year on these priorities. Sure, we'll disagree on some things. We'll have to compromise on others. I'll act on my own when it's necessary. But I'll never stop trying to make life better for people like you. Because thanks to your efforts, a new foundation is laid. A new future is ready to be written. We have set the stage for a new American moment, and I'm going to spend every minute of my last 2 years making sure we seize it. On behalf of the Obama family, I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Thanks, and have a wonderful holiday season.